Hey guys, it's definitely been a while. So to kick off today's episode, I want to ask you guys to think about your life, to think about your dreams, the things that you spend all of your time thinking about, that your life revolves around, that you put all of your energy into, the things that you hope that one day you can achieve. You thinking about those things? And now I want you to ask yourself, if those dreams are really your dreams, or if they're just your dreams because that's what you think you need to do in this world, or maybe that's what the world expects you to do. It's important that we have dreams that we genuinely feel passionate about. Dreams that the energy that we put into them is because we want to put our energy there, not because we feel like we are expected to. Because if you're putting your energy into something that you don't even fully care about, you're wasting your time. When that precious time could be going to something worthwhile, that something that makes you smile, something that makes you laugh, something that makes you just so happy and excited to get up in the morning. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be something easy and that your life is going to be so breezy and perfect. No, we need challenges. That's the texture to our lives. We need challenges, but there's a difference. If you're chasing after dreams that you just think that's what's expected in this world, that's what you think you need to do, that's going to be miserable. But if you're chasing after dreams and facing challenges of something that you actually want, something that you're actually passionate about, then those challenges aren't going to be miserable. It's going to be something that you're excited to face those challenges. You're excited for something to be hard and difficult. And you're excited to overcome that and become a better version of yourself, to learn and grow. There's a difference. So it's important that we ask ourselves, are those dreams, are they really your dreams? And sometimes we're not going to answer honestly. Sometimes it'll take a while for us to realize that they're not our dreams. Because it's scary to think that we don't have dreams. It's scary to come to a realization that the dreams that I've had for years, for most of us, for years, are not actually my dreams. That's a scary thing to think about. That's something that we don't want to think about as humans. So those dreams that we've put so much energy and focus into aren't actually ours, and it was all a big waste of time. It's scary to not have goals and dreams. Because then what are you living for? And a lot of humans don't want to think about that. They don't want to think about, what's my purpose? Why am I here? If I don't have goals, what am I doing? What's my reasoning for being here on this earth? Don't be afraid to ask yourself that. Don't be afraid to not have dreams for a second. Figure it out. Ask yourself what makes you happy. Well, let me ask you this. If you could picture yourself 10 years from now, 15 years from now, what do you want to be doing? What do you want to be known for? And then start from there. If you want to be known as a public figure, then okay, start from there. You want to be a public figure, okay. Well, what do you want to be known for? What type of topics? Do you want to be a motivational speaker? Do you want to be a beauty guru? Do you want to be a life coach? What do you want? You know, sometimes it's okay to work backwards to figure out, okay, what can I picture myself doing? Can I picture myself on a stage? Can I picture myself in an office, in a big meeting? It's okay for a second to not know what your dreams are. Don't be afraid of that. Don't just chase after dreams because those have been your dreams your entire life. It's okay to stop and realize that maybe those aren't my dreams. Maybe those are dreams that my parents put into my head, or society made me think that that's what I wanted. Or maybe you're chasing dreams that maybe it was your dream at one point, but you grew out of it. But you feel like you have to stick with it because that's what you chose at first. Don't be afraid to forget those dreams. Don't be afraid to be in what feels like a big black abyss of not having a dream for a moment and finding something that you truly care about and that you truly want to chase after. Trust me, that scary moment of not knowing what you're working towards, it's worth it if ultimately you will get to a point where you know exactly what you want to work towards, because that is going to make you happy. Don't get me wrong, happiness is a tricky thing. But nobody wants to chase after dreams that you don't really care for. I mean, that's just not fair. So do yourself a favor and figure out what those dreams are that just make you want. It drives you. It lights that fire inside of you. You got to find those dreams. And don't be afraid to find them. Now, another thing that people fear is chasing their dreams in general is scary to people, even if it is something that they're passionate about, something that does light that fire in them. A lot of people are afraid to go after their dreams because they're afraid of the worst. They're afraid of failing. And I want to ask you this. So what if you fail? So what if the worst case scenario does happen? I mean, why should we fear that? Because no matter what, we have it in us to pick ourselves back up. Every single one of us. I truly believe that every human out there, the tasks and challenges that come their way, they are fully capable of overcoming. It is sometimes going to be very difficult. There will be some challenges that are so hard. But I know for a fact that every challenge that comes in every person's life, they can get through. I don't think that a challenge or obstacle would come into someone's life if they weren't capable of overcoming it. I don't think that. I think that we're only handed things that we're able to overcome, even if it is very difficult and it will take a very long time. So don't be afraid. If the worst case, honestly, you should welcome that. You should welcome failure because, first off, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. That's life. You're going to fail. And you should welcome it. Because that, failure. It is failure where you learn and grow the most. You learn so much about yourself. You learn so much about your passions and the dreams that you're chasing. You learn so much, and then you grow because you learn from your mistakes. You learn the things that didn't work out, and you grow because of that. Your personality grows. Your maturity grows to another level. I love failure. I love it. I love the idea of failing because that is where you learn and grow. And that is where, look, reaching your dreams is not linear. It is a crazy roller coaster. I love the dips down because that's the failure. That's where you get the opportunity to learn and grow so much. And the difference between a successful person and someone who is just average is what you do in that period of time where you dip down a little bit. That's the difference. Are you going to let it just consume you and you're going to sulk and feel bad for yourself and that's it? You're going to give up? Or are you going to take that as an opportunity and you're going to learn and grow? I keep saying that because it's so important that you guys understand that you are learning and growing from failure. It's not the end of the world. The people who are successful, they take that as an opportunity to drive them even closer to their goals. So if you're looking at a graph, you're going to start at the bottom when you first start a goal. You're going to go up a little bit, and then you're going to get dip down a little bit. But then you're going to go up more, dip down a little, up more, dip down a little. That's how it happens. And sometimes there might be a huge failure where you dip down so far, but then you know that if you stick with it and you keep believing in yourself and you learn from that failure, you're going to go right back up. It's mind over matter. You got to believe in yourself, and you need to have an open mind so you can learn from your failures. Don't be afraid to chase after those goals of yours. Don't be afraid to live the life that you want to live, because we all deserve it. We all deserve to live the life we want to. It is literally us who stop ourselves from living that life. It is no one else. Those failures, they're not stopping you. It's you that's stopping you from being able to live that life. Don't stop yourself. That's ridiculous. Don't be the problem. Here's a thought. What if the reason that so many people struggle with depression is because they're not being true to themselves and they're not living the life that they actually want to live? They're just giving into society or giving into their parents and what other people want for them instead of what they want for themselves. I really think that might be the seed that's planted a lot of people's depression, is not feeling like they're living the life that they should be. I mean, heck, that's even gotten to me. Even this week, I had a hard time trying to wrap my mind around, am I living the life that I want to? It's a question that I think we need to all ask ourselves. Who are we living our lives for? It should be for us, never for anyone else. And while we're on the topic of fighting towards our goals and our dreams, it is so important that we are actively trying to understand ourselves so that we can get to a point where we fully know ourselves. Because when you take time to learn more and more about yourself, you will find that it's going to be easier for you to reach goals in life, big or small. And it's just going to be easier to live your life in general, because when you understand yourself, I think that you'll find that you don't get as frustrated as often. Because I can say from personal experience that most of my frustration stems from me being frustrated with myself and not understanding my brain. And, you know, that's coming from someone who has a lot of mental struggles. I grew up in an abusive home, so I have a mind, I have a brain that developed while I was in that abusive, toxic situation. And so I have a lot of things that I struggle with. And I am actively, every single day, I'm actively aware of myself and my feelings, my emotions, my reactions. Every day, I'm trying to understand myself more and more, because it is ultimately going to help me to live the life I want to. When you understand yourself, you're going to feel more in control of yourself, and therefore more in control of the decisions that you're making and the reactions that you have. And that's going to help you when you're pushing forward towards your goals, towards your dreams. So I encourage you guys to really actively pay attention to yourself in the coming weeks, month. Well, it should be something that you guys are always doing, but I think it's something that we should all strive to do a little bit better, is pay attention to ourselves, which sounds selfish, but it's not. Don't think that it's selfish. It's something that we all need to do. I mean, that's why so many people go to therapy, is because there's someone there who's helping you to understand yourself. So if we can all just start to do that on our own, just actively think about ourselves and actively notice what we're doing, what makes us tick, what makes us frustrated, what makes us happy. I mean, don't get me wrong, I think therapy is good for everyone, but I think it'll make a big difference if you are actively doing those things for yourself as well. To wrap this all up, I want to talk about the power of visualization or manifestation, however you guys want to call it. I truly believe that visualizing where you want to be will help you to eventually get there. I do this every single day. Every day. It's mainly when I'm driving to work. I'll put on, this probably sounds corny, but I put on music that is like that epic, like motivational, inspiring music. And I just visualize myself. And this is how I do it. I visualize myself starting from now, today, as I'm driving today. And I visualize myself going through the struggle, the fight, the ups and downs. And then I visualize myself succeeding and getting to that point where I want to be. And I truly believe it. As I'm visualizing it, I'm truly believing it. Yes, this is me. Like, I'm literally seeing me in the future right now. You have to believe in yourself. It's mind over matter. It's a thing. But I wanted to point out that when I visualize, I visualize the struggles, because it would be unrealistic to visualize only positivity, only good things, only perfection, because humans are not perfect. So don't visualize that, because you're setting yourself up for failure. And that's not the failure you want when you expect yourself to be perfect and then you're not. That's going to mess with your brain. Visualize the failures as well. Understand that it's going to happen. You have to fail over and over before you get to a point where you succeed. And I want to put this out there as well. Even when you do succeed and you reach those goals, it's not like that's the end all. We as humans, as we evolve, as we grow, we continue to add goals. Goals on top of goals on top of goals, because we're continuing to grow and move forward in life. I mean, my goals today are now starting to incorporate my future family, my kids that, you know, I know that I want in the future. But before, 5 years ago, I was not even thinking about kids. That was not something that was in my plan. It's constantly changing. So don't think that just one day you're going to succeed and that's it. Like, you reached your goals. Oh, I'm done. No, that's not going to happen. That is not going to happen. But for the goals that you are working on currently, visualize them. Visualize yourself getting there and fully 100% believe in that visualization, that you are truly just seeing yourself in the future. Because if you can believe it, and I mean believe it, then you'll get there one day. You will. There is nothing that you can't do in this world. I truly believe that anyone can do anything that they want. It's just that we usually are stopped by ourselves. It is us. It is our mind that gets in the way. We stop believing in ourselves. We start to doubt ourselves instead. Instead of visualizing, we start to panic, and we start to think of all the negative. We start to think, what if? Oh, that phrase, what if? Don't do the what if game. Just don't. Believe in yourself. And say, instead of saying, what if I fail? Say, okay, yes, I'm going to fail, but then I will climb out of that hole and I will succeed. I will push on. Instead of saying, what if, say, I will. I will do this. I will do that. And while you do it, do not half-ass it. Do not. I was listening to an amazing motivational video the other day. It was Matthew McConaughey, and he was talking about not half-assing it. Because you never want to look back on life and ask, what if I would have just gone for it? What would my life be like? You don't want to have to ask yourself in that. You don't want to have to ask yourself that in the future. So just go after your dreams. Don't be afraid. Visualize yourself getting there. Work your ass off. So then, when you make it in the end, you don't have to wonder what would have happened. And even if you fail, maybe it's not meant to be in your life. If you fail, then again, you don't have to wonder what would have happened. So I say, whatever you want to do in life, just work your ass off. Work hard to get there. Sometimes you'll fail. Sometimes things are just not meant to be. Sometimes you do have to listen to the universe. Maybe the timing is wrong. But for the most part, I believe that everyone can live the life that they want to. It is literally just up to you. It's that simple. It's up to you. If you want to live that life, if you want to achieve those goals, then do it. Find a way to do it. Don't let the hard days get you down. Act like a successful person. On the days that you're getting down, on the days you're not motivated, keep going. And if you keep doing that, I guarantee you'll get to a point where you look back and you will be amazed at how far you've come. You got this. You all do. I believe in you.